Hey, where are you going, Jim? The elevator's over here.
Taking the stairs.
But our meeting's up on 8.
Yeah, I know.
But that's 8 floors up. That's like 8 times... 8, I don't... A lot of stairs.
That's the point. I've already lost a few pounds and earned almost $100 in wellness incentives.
Whoa, you're getting rewarded for working out?
Yeah, I know. I'm just as surprised as you are, Bob.
Fearless is full of surprises. That's the power of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Federal Employee Program. Learn more about our healthy benefits and sign up at fepblue.org/chooseblue by December 11th.
You are Locked On Bengals, your daily Cincinnati Bengals podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome into the Locked On Bengals podcast. I'm James Rapine. Appreciate you listening to this each and every single day. A lot to get to. Just came back from Paul Brown Stadium, the Bengals locker room. You're going to hear from Tyler Boyd on his first touchdown reception. If he can help the Bengals stretch the field with A.J. Green out, you're also going to get exclusive one-on-one, an interview with Cedric Pierman, who today the Bengals announced will resume practice. He could be the guy that comes back from injured reserve. They made that decision today, and they have 3 weeks to activate him and make a decision on whether or not to put him on the active roster. So you're going to hear from those two guys. I also got Darquez Denard, Rex Burkhead, Domantas Peko. I'm not sure if we'll get to all of those today. You're going to hear from them, though, probably Friday or later this week. Obviously, it's weird with Thanksgiving. Tomorrow, we're not going to have a show because I assume you'll be with the family. You'll be watching football. We'll take that day off, but Friday, Joe Goodberry is going to join me on this podcast. We'll get to as much of the audio as we can, the Bengals players. If for some reason we don't get to it all on this podcast, I'm going to put the rest up on my blog at 700WLW and ESPN1530.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Rapine, and let's dive right into it now. Because now, with Giovanni Bernard injured, with A.J. Green out for what looks to be significant time with a hamstring injury, the Bengals are going to have to do something on offense. And I thought about it, and the easy thing is going to be to run the ball. And obviously they're going to try to run the ball more, but that's tough because now you downgraded at running back. All due respect to Rex Burkhead, he's not as good as Giovanni Bernard. So now you have Jeremy Hill, who struggled for a large part of the past year and a half, and you have Rex Burkhead, a backup. So running the ball, it sounds good. Not sure it's going to work. Hopefully it does. I assume the Bengals will try to run the ball more. What else can they do? I thought about it. I think they're going to move Tyler Boyd around more. I don't think he's going to be strictly a slot guy. I think he will be on the outside. I think they will try to send him deep. He's better than Brandon LaFell. He's young. He's raw. He's greener. But I think he's a better wide receiver than Brandon LaFell. The other thing they can do, because obviously Tyler Eifert's going to get double-teamed. I wouldn't be shocked, and they talked about it earlier when Tyler Eifert was out. I think they're going to use three tight ends and do a three tight end set with CJ Uzama, Tyler Croft, and Tyler Eifert. And that way you have three guys, all pretty athletic for their size, three guys who can catch the ball, and somewhere there's going to be a mismatch. You have those three, you put those three in, one running back. And then the other thing you can do is put Ryan Hewitt in at H-back, at fullback, try to run the ball more there. But you need some passing formations out of that. And I think adding the extra tight end, bringing in maybe two tight ends plus Hewitt, will give you a chance to do some play action with Hill in the backfield. That's something they struggled with earlier this year. And I know this is really football heavy in X's and O's based, but what the hell's the offense going to do? They weren't playing well with AJ and with Gio. You take them out, you're going to have to go back to square one, put these guys in a position to succeed. I think it starts with moving Tyler Boyd around. Tyler Eifert, too. I think you put him out at outside at wide receiver, put Boyd in the slot and LaFell on the other side, because that way you're going to get a cornerback on Eifert, especially in the red zone. You could throw it up to him if you need to do it. Get him one-on-one on a fade. You can run a quick slant with him, and he's a big body. He can out-muscle those cornerbacks. So I think those are just a few things I'm thinking of that the Bengals can do. Tweet me, at James Rapine, if you have the bright solution, the fix for the Bengals offense. And I mentioned Tyler Boyd. I talked to him last week you heard him here on the Locked On Bengals podcast and how he dropped a touchdown against the Giants. He was bummed because, heck, he was going to score and it would have been his first NFL touchdown. Well, this week he did score his first NFL touchdown against, you know, the Buffalo Bills. I forgot who the hell they played. Against the Buffalo Bills, he breaks down that play, talks about where that game ball is, if he kept it, and where the offense is going to go from here, his role in the offense, and what he's got to do to help pick up the slack now that AJ and Giovanni Bernard are going to be out of the lineup for a while.
Tyler, we talked about it last week. Got your first touchdown. What was that feeling like? Talk about the play.
Man, you know what? It felt great. You know, I knew I had to beat the man over me, and I did, and the ball came right where it had to be, and I made the play. You know, it was one of the best times of my life. You know, I'm going to always keep that game ball, cherish that. But, you know, it's time to advance to the next week and try to do it again.
Yeah, where'd you put the game ball?
I got it at my house right now. You know, my mom probably going to come over and steal it, you know, but I'm going to try to keep it there for a while. I didn't know that. Until she come get it.
Gotcha. You mentioned this week with AJ going down, you're certainly going to be looked at, probably going to get some more targets along with Brandon and Tyler. What do you feel like you're ready for the increased role?
Definitely. You know, I'm a guy that they knew and believed in. You know, so I'm going to just come in whenever my name called, number called, I'm going to make the play.
What have you seen on film from Baltimore? Their cornerbacks, their defense. Their defense is certainly better this season than it was last year, and they definitely rely on that to win games.
They definitely play fundamentally sound. They play great together. You know, they don't really got guys in the secondary that has ability to watch a number one guy and follow him like a Sherman or Pat Peterson or anything like that. You know, but collectively they're the best defense in the league, you know, so you got to respect it. You know, whatever they're doing is working for them, you know, so we just got to do a great job of executing and getting to our landmarks and getting where we need to be for the quarterback to throw the accurate ball for us.
We saw it in the preseason, you going deep, but we haven't really seen it during the regular season with AJ down. The thing people are wondering is how the Bengals are going to stretch the field. Is that something you feel like you could help with?
Definitely, you know, like I mentioned, I'm a versatile player. You know, I believe that my vertical speed is a threat. You know, I feel like my explosion off the ball is fast enough to have a defender respect my ability to get downfield, you know, so it doesn't matter to me. You know, they call my number, tell me to do something, I'll go out there and do it the best way, and if it's 9 times out of 10, I'm going to come down with the ball.
It's Thanksgiving week. What's your favorite Thanksgiving food, Tyler?
Gotta go with the ham,
not turkey.
Well, both. You know, they're my two favorites. My go-to, and some mac and cheese. You know, but all of it, you know, is pretty good to me. But the ham and turkey is a must.
Awesome. Well, enjoy time with the fam, and we will talk to you soon. Good luck Sunday.
Appreciate you.
That's Tyler Boyd. Happy for him to get his first touchdown, and I think if they move him around, you're gonna see Boyd really come into his own here. I'm a fan of him. And I've watched him, and I saw him in minicamp and training camp, and I saw him in preseason. And it hasn't completely translated to the regular season, but I'm excited to see how he's used now. Because now, instead of being a complimentary player, he's going to have to be a guy that's not the focal point of the offense, but he's going to be a bigger part of the offense. And that means he's going to have to be in sync with Andy Dalton, and that certainly will be interesting to see. If you're a football head like me, you want to see how they use him X's and O's wise. I think it's going to be interesting. I think Tyler Boyd will thrive. There might be some bumps in the road. He's a rookie. But overall, he's going to thrive. I'm James Rapine. This is the Locked On Bengals podcast. And Cedric Pierman in the news, returning to practice. I'm looking at the media release right now. And, man, Cedric Pierman returning to practice. Designated him for return off the reserve injured list. He had that forearm injury. Now they have 3 weeks where he's not going to be counted towards the 53-man player active roster. He could be out of the roster during any time, so they could do it. Maybe not this week. They might do it next week or the week after. But Cedric Pierman, the guy who's coming back from IR, and I'll be honest, I was kind of bummed about it. Not for Pierman. It has nothing to do with him, and you're going to hear from him in probably 60 seconds or so. but I wanted to see what William Jackson III could do at cornerback. He's a first-round pick. Haven't seen him. I know what Cedric Pierman is. I don't know what William Jackson is. Dre Kirkpatrick, free agent to be this offseason. What if William Jackson III plays really well and Darqueze Dennard plays really well? Then maybe you're not forced to sign Dre. Instead, they're not going to know what they have with William Jackson, and it's another early-round rookie not getting playing time in his first season. I just don't like that, but I get it. I understand. With Geo's injury, you bring back Cedric Pierman. It makes sense football-wise. It makes sense to fill a need and fill a hole because now Burkhead, it's real simple. Burkhead's going to get some of Geo's snaps. Jeremy Hill's going to get the majority of the snaps in the backfield. Cedric Pierman probably helps Burkhead with that special teams role. And without further ado, I caught up with Cedric Pierman today in the Bengals locker room, talking to him about the season, Thanksgiving, and what it's like to return from the injured reserved list. Here's my one-on-one with Cedric Pierman.
Cedric, what was it like being on the sidelines for this season, watching the game, and now you're back? Just give me some thoughts on that.
Well, you know, obviously it's good to be back, and after seems like a long vacation, it's good to be back, and things are still up in the air, so I don't know, you know, if I'm, you know, definitely back for sure. So we'll see how things go.
Thanksgiving week, I know you've talked about what you're thankful for, but what's your favorite Thanksgiving food? What dish are you most looking forward to?
The dish that I'm most looking forward to, like last year I had some the deep fried turkey. So
okay.
That's always a good thing. I don't know if I'll get it this year, but maybe definitely some turkey or some stuffing, or I love bread. It's okay. My weakness. So maybe a good roll or something like that would be nice.
Are you going to watch any football, or do you try to step away from it on Thanksgiving?
Definitely. I grew up in the household where, you know, we watch the games, you know, on Thanksgiving. We eat, watch the games. I go outside as a kid, play football or whatever.
Yeah.
So, watch the games.
Do you expect football-wise, if you do end up returning, obviously with Geo going down, do you expect to get carries? Do you expect it to be more of a special teams role? Has that been addressed at all?
Obviously my role has been, you know, special teams here for several years. So, you know, I'm looking to fulfill that role and do the best job I can. If anything else comes, you know, my job is just to be ready for that.
Rex said that you've been ready, chomping at the bit to come back. How long have you been ready or been, you know, healthy in your mind?
According to the doctors, this is the week to be back. So according to them, you know, I just leave it up to them. This is the week to be back. So I'm just taking that as it is.
At the beginning of the season, I don't think anybody would have expected a 3-6-1 start from this team. Still alive in the division. What's the mindset? You're definitely one of the veterans on the team. Mindset and goal moving forward here as there's still six games left.
I think the mindset has to be we just have to continue to build and get better. You know, we have to, you know, correct our mistakes and just make the critical plays when they're there. And we've been in a lot of close ball games, and we haven't done well in the second half, so we just have to find a way to win ball games, whatever that may be, special teams making a big play or defense with a turnover or offense putting a drive together. We just have to do whatever it takes to win the game in the second half.
One last question for you. Offensively, you lose someone like Giovanni Bernard and a superstar like A.J. Green. That's got to be almost shocking to a locker room. What do you do not to replace them, because you can't, but to kind of make up for their production?
Well, the old saying is, like, next man up. So that's why they have a bunch of guys on the roster, you know, guys that are waiting, guys who have reduced roles and now get bumped up and have more of a role on, you know, offense or defense or special teams or whatever it may be. So, you know, I think it, and I have to have, every team has to have a next man up mentality. The next guy in there, you know, has to be ready. And if it takes a couple of guys to make what one guy would do, you know, happen, then that's what it has to be.
Appreciate the time. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
That's my one-on-one with Cedric Pierman. And while I'm at it, real quick, everyone, all of you, have a happy Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for a ton, of course, friends, family, but I'm thankful for you as well, because we're 40-something episodes, 42 episodes into this Locked On Bengals podcast. We picked it up mid-season, and you've been great. I hope it continues. I hope we continue to build. Certainly something to build around, and I'm thankful for that. I really enjoy it. I love talking to you guys daily. It forces me to come up with different angles and think on a daily basis oh, well, what do they want to hear now? I feel like we try to hit it nail on the head the majority of the time. So thank you so much. Happy Thanksgiving. And in a minute, you're going to hear more interviews, including Domantas Pecco. He talked with the media today. It's scrum audio, so it's me and a bunch of reporters. But I think it is relevant. But first, I got to tell you about my friends at SeatGeek. It is the smartest and easiest way to find tickets for the football games you want to see up close and in person this season. There's nothing like being at the stadium, and I have a deal for you. Look, get the SeatGeek app on your phone. I have it on my phone, and it's by far the easiest way to shop for tickets. I can be anywhere, and with a few taps, pop, 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 I have tickets to the game I want. It's not just NFL, but naturally, you're probably an NFL fan. So trying to go to the NFL game this week that excites you, heck, maybe you're in Baltimore. I have friends in Maryland that are Bengals fans. You go into the game, get tickets with SeatGeek. And right now, my listeners are going to get a $20 rebate off their first SeatGeek purchase. To get your $20 rebate on tickets, download the SeatGeek app. Go to the settings tab and click add a promo code. Enter promo code LO Bengals. That's Locked On Bengals, LO Bengals. And SeatGeek will send you $20 after you've made your first ticket purchase. Download the SeatGeek app and enter promo code LO Bengals today. Earlier today, Bengals defensive tackle Domantas Pecco talked with the media. I discussed a few things with him. I got to ask a few questions. Elise Jesse of Channel 5 and a few other reporters talked to him as well. Here's Domantas Pecco earlier today talking about Thanksgiving, the defense, and the upcoming matchup this weekend against the Baltimore Ravens.
All right, so Baltimore, we all know how they play, but you guys have beaten them 5 games in a row. What's your mentality, I guess, going in for this one? It's very important to win this one for you guys, obviously.
Yeah, big division game. You know, they're in first place right now, so it's a chance for us to get a game back. And we really need to get stuff going, you know. I know it hasn't been, the best of starts or whatnot. We're in the middle of the season now. And I was really encouraged by what our coach told us. He said, hey, man, you know, our record is what it is, but you know, we're the ones that put us here in our record where we're at. So the only way to get out is ourselves, you know. So we just really looked in the mirror, and you know, we're really excited to get back to work. You know, try to get a win under our belts and get back to one game behind a half a game. So everything's right in front of us. We just have to go out there and prove it and get it done.
What's it like knowing that you guys essentially control your own destiny going forward?
Yeah, that's the best part about it. You know, we're not relying on if this team loses or what, blah, blah, blah. It's up to us, you know, and it's all on our own shoulders. So we got to just go up, take ownership of it, and go out and have some fun, man. And that's what I'm excited about. You know, the past couple games, our defense has picked it up, you know, and been flying around and making some plays and keeping guys out of the end zone. And so we're really encouraged by how our defense is playing right now.
And I know it's still a work week for you, but what's your favorite part about Thanksgiving?
Yeah, man, it's awesome. You know, Thanksgiving is probably one of my favorite holidays. It's right around my birthday. But I was taught at a young age just to always be grateful, always be thankful. And, you know, right now is a great time of year. The holidays are here, you know, so get with your family and spend time with loved ones. It's a great time.
What are you thankful for this year?
Me, man, I'm always thankful. I'm mostly thankful for my family. You know, my family really keeps me going. And it's nothing like a long day of work, going home and seeing my three little boys waiting for me to come home and play with them. So I'm always thankful for family.
When you weren't out of town, where did you used to go?
What's that?
Whose family's house did you go to when you didn't have these obligations?
Well, most of the time, people come to our house, man. You know, that's what we like to do. We like to have people over, friends and family. And just like tomorrow, we're going to have some teammates over, my brother coming in town. And it'll be a good time just to eat some turkey and enjoy family.
When you look at this Ravens team, obviously they have a lot of veteran guys. What do they bring to the table when you look at them on film?
Well, I know they're playing they had lost a couple, like they started off 3-0 and they lost like 4 in a row or whatnot, and they won 2 and they lost the last one. So I know they're a veteran group over there. They have their O-line has been playing really well. They got Yanda over there, Zuta, you know, and they have Steve Smith. You know, we got to make sure we cover him. But they have a veteran group. They're kind of like our team. They're mixed with young guys and veterans. But, you know, we're really excited with the way we've been playing them. We beat them 5 times in a row, so we're looking to go out there and make it 6. And we have some really good times up there in Baltimore, you know, so we're excited to get on the field and get a game back and get to where we need to be.
Do you ever wish you could just sit back and watch Steve Smith and Adam talk smack to each other?
Yeah, that's kind of crazy, but I have a lot of respect for Steve Smith, you know, probably – one of the better wide receivers to ever play this game, you know, and I just like his attitude, how he plays. He's a real aggressive guy, physical dude, and him and Adam will have a great time together.
You mentioned the defense playing better. What's changed the past couple weeks?
We're just starting to get going, you know. I think just our red zone defense has really picked up the last 2 weeks, you know, because I think the Bills were down there several times and we held them to field goals. Then we had a nice goal line stance last week. And, you know, just trying to keep people out of the end zone. That's what you do on defense. If they're not scoring, then you're doing your job. So
that's Domata Peko. And, man, great guy. I hope he has a good Thanksgiving. And, man, oh, man. So we're at the 20-minute mark. Usually that's when I cap the podcast. But we got so many exclusive one-on-ones. We're not doing a show tomorrow. Let's extend it a little bit. And right here on the Locked On Bengals podcast, I also caught up with running back Rex Burkhead, who now you're going to see in offensive formations. You're going to see him on the field more, not on special teams like you normally do, but also on offense with Andy Dalton and the crew. Here's Rex Burkhead talking to a bunch of us, a bunch of the reporters, earlier today in the Bengals locker room about his role, how he's prepared for this moment, and what he's got to do to kind of maybe not take over for Gio, but fill that role and do it to the best of his ability.
You don't want to be caught off guard whenever your time does come. You always want to be focused in on what you should be doing as a running back, not just as a guy on special teams or whatever your role is on the team. And, you know, that's something I've tried to do ever since I've been here the past 4 years. So, you know, now I think that role is going to increase, and I think that work should pay off now. You know, hopefully I can show that on Sunday.
So does your special teams role is that going to kind of slide into that with you taking more snaps on offense, or do y'all even know how that's going to go?
Not sure right now. I mean, I'm sure that's more of a question for the coaches, and as of right now, it's still up in the air.
But bringing setback is maybe a sign of that, though.
Yeah, well, he's been ready to come back, and, you know, we've been wanting him back. He's a Pro Bowl player last year, and, you know, someone we definitely missed on special teams.
Is this an elimination game?
Is it what? I'm sorry.
Is this an elimination game for you guys?
You know, it's a big game. You know, it's huge. You never know what can happen on down the road. And we realize how big of a game it is. And, you know, we need to go out there and showcase what this team's really made of.
Baltimore has one of them. They've got a lot of blitz packages. Obviously, Pease likes to come from different areas. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Gio had the big blocker on AJ's 80-yarder last year. Go back and look at tape. Watching Gio give you any tips on how to do that and blitz pickup?
Yeah, oh yeah, he gives me tips, you know, certain things to look for, and, you know, how to attack certain guys. You know, I don't want to give that information out or anything, but yeah, he definitely does. That's the kind of teammate he is. He's always looking to help us out.
What's Baltimore, how do they challenge you in that respect? What kind of challenges do they bring?
Yeah, they have a great defensive front. You know, they're big, they're stout up front. We got to get movement on them for sure. And, you know, then their linebackers are good as well. They float through the ball quickly. And, yeah, we're just going to control the line scrimmage.
Do they blitz much from the secondary?
Yeah. I mean, they blitz everywhere. Yeah. Right. Yeah, so, you know, just got to be ready for anything.
You do got to be ready for anything. He seems ready. He sounds ready. Like I said, this offense, it's going to look different. I expect three tight end sets. I expect to see more Ryan Hewitt. I expect to see Tyler Boyd moving around, not only at slot, because we've seen him pretty much strictly as a slot wide receiver through the first 10 games. I think he's going to be on the outside more this week. Not a ton, but he will have some formations. I wouldn't be shocked. You saw how confident he was. I wouldn't be shocked if they send him deep as well, because the Bengals offense, they have to get it in gear. Domata Peko acknowledged it. The defense is playing better. Offense has to follow suit if they're going to make a run here. It starts this week. I talked to the Bengals players. They seemed hopeful. Other guys off the record, they say, hey, we need to get one. If we get one, maybe it can lead to more than one, and we can start to get, you know, on a roll here. They don't seem completely out of it. I know fans have given up or potentially have given up. I get it. 3-6-1. I totally understand why. But who knows what they do in Baltimore. Big game this week. And I'll tell you one thing. If you want exclusive coverage, you've come to the right place. So subscribe, like, and share, and listen to the Locked On Bengals podcast. Share it with everybody you know. Your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister, anybody that likes the Bengals. Share it with them, because, you know, we want you to subscribe. We want to keep this growing. And until Friday when you'll hear from Joe Goodberry. We'll preview the matchup. I'm James Erpine. Thank you for listening to the Locked On Bengals podcast.